tell you what, we may not have crop over, but we definitely have life. And we gotta give thanks for the music that we still get as well. That one from Donella, and we have Donella on the line. Let's say good morning. How are you doing, Donella?
Good morning. Good morning, Cashy. Good morning, Barbados. I am doing well. Thank you very much.
Listen, I cannot tell you how happy I was to see this one in my inbox.
Wonderful.
Listen, I mean, I'm always happy for new music.
Yeah.
But I think even more so this year because of everything that's happening.
That is so true.
And I think a song like this especially we need. Was this conceptualized after the pandemic started, or was this something you had in the bag from before?
No, this was actually conceptualized after the pandemic. So it was done for this, I would say, season in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most definitely for this season. It has some other background behind it, but, mm-hmm. you know, I think we saw, and it happened to me too.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you get up and you forget to say, thank you, Father, for another day. But you fret about something else first. Yes. And, you know, it is life. It is life. So it blends in really well at this point in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And was this more or less a no-brainer then? I mean, seeing as how, because we know that you have been focusing primarily on the pick of the crop. Was it a no-brainer then to say, okay, well, there's no competition, so let me bring a song like this? Or was it always a plan to bring out a song like this year?
No, it really wasn't a plan. This song, actually, my husband, written by Richard Antonio Russell Oliver.
Yeah.
One of his friends was involved in an accident, and he didn't think that he was going to make it. So he just sat down and he started, when he goes into his writing zone, mm-hmm. and he started writing the song for himself to sing. But then you're touched, and we call it the Holy Spirit, touched by the Holy Spirit, and he said, look, this song is not for you. This song is for Donella. So then he played the song for me, and I was like, yeah. I like the vibe. It speaks to me personally, too, because I, too, was affected by the whole pandemic. So when it really speaks to you, it's a personal something. You find that you give more, you put a lot more into it.
You know, as creatives, I know that you're inspired by everything around you. And you and your husband, I mean, two very talented and creative persons. So I know with everything going on, I know there's probably a whirlwind of ideas, and you're just bouncing off of each other, I think, even more now. So, yeah.
Yes, most definitely. It is, yeah, as you said, a whirlwind. That's how it is.
Let's talk about the creative process, because you mentioned when he's in his zone. What about you? How do you get into your zone?
I have to. Okay, after he lets me hear the song, you find that you best, I don't know about others, but for me, personally, I find I best deliver the song when I can break it down, conceptualize it, and then I actually envision me singing it how I would, you know, just how I would perform this song.
Mm-hmm.
Different phrasings, different parts that are more meaningful. Like, you thank God for life, especially the first line. I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling real nice. Because you're feeling grateful, but you're also feeling nice about it. So for me, that's how I get into it.
Mm-hmm.
After he gives me the song. Because when he's writing, I leave him alone. I just leave him be to do his stuff, because I don't want to interrupt if he's into this flow. Mm. You know, if he has a question to ask me, he would ask me a question, but then I just leave him be. So I just see him with the headphones on and in front of the computer doing his thing, and then he'll be like, yeah, babes, all right, listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know it's my time.
Mm-hmm. Your time indeed. We've seen the different sides of Donella in terms of the soca arena, how you can deliver successfully and effectively the various mm-hmm. styles, whether it be the party music, whether it be on stage with the pick of the crop. There's none this year. And I think this offers an opportunity. This is me, Cashy, scene. Yeah. You know, I think this offers an opportunity for some of those artists, such as yourself, that focus on Picky the Crop, to see or how can I look at other ways of delivering and monetizing my product? Because obviously, you look for that big payout, the cash day at Picky the Crop, not there this year. Some people, I tend to agree, to say, well, this allows you a chance now to see and reevaluate how you go about doing things. Is that the case for you?
Well, every year that's the case for me, to be honest. For Russell, I must be very honest, he never stops doing music. It's an all year round something for him, unless, you know, sometimes you get that writer's block. But there's always something. And because we're into the gospel,
yes,
there's a flow. There's a constant flow. So he would write a song. We don't always record at the same time, but there's always songs that are coming. Even with the Picky the Crop, we prepare ourselves long before the following year. And for me, that's good. I like it that way because I can, you know, focus more on it. And because there is none this year, it gave us a chance then to zero in on everything that's happening in Barbados worldwide. Because the pandemic is worldwide, and it has affected a lot of people, even some of our own closest friends. So for me, that was it for me.
Now, I want to point you and look at a song like I'm Alive by RPB, and then Believer. And I believe when I was speaking to him, he said, no, I'm not making gospel music. I'm just making music that's relevant.
That's right.
Music that's... And I think of this song, Thank God for Life, along the same lines. Do we see a lot more of this here then? As you say, you're always reevaluating, always looking.
I didn't hear the last part.
No, I'm saying as you say, you're always reevaluating and you're looking at the way that you're going to bring things and what you're going to bring. Can we look for more along this line then from you?
Oh, yes, most definitely. We have some more music to release. Russell also is going to be releasing a song soon. And as the songs come, what we're doing, because I'm planning on doing an album.
Nice.
So these are songs that will be a part of my upcoming album. So you will hear more releases, and it will be along this line. We don't stick to one, because some person said to me once, they didn't even know that I can sing a slower song.
What?
Yes, someone said to me once, I didn't know you can sing a slower song.
Wow.
Because, yeah, they would normally hear us doing things of more pace.
Yeah.
And then came Picky the Crop, where I came all the way down, mind you, never thinking that I would be on the Picky the Crop stage. But I got there, and it just got to show people a different side of Donella.
Well, you see, that segues nicely into the line of questioning that I was going to go down now. Because if we look at the start of your career, you know, when it was the party music.
Yes.
And then, because you had a lot of success, especially with Juve Party.
That's right.
Which still mashup and effect, you know. Still, I still have that there. That's one of those go-to songs that you know you can play.
Okay. But,
How did you get into the Picky the Crop? What prompted it? What pushed you in that direction?
Okay. I used to watch on the sidelines a lot. And the persons that I used to watch mainly were John King and TC. I used to watch TC because it came to Teen Talent, with TC being more so like a mentor to me. We would normally sit down and she would talk to me and tell me where she thinks I should do this and do that. I would never forget those days. It was TC, Kim Derrick, and Ricky Stout and those lights. And I would watch her and I would go like, yeah, feeling proud to see TC on stage doing this thing. But I never thought I would get there. And then I was being prompted. Russell would always say to me, yeah, we're going to do this, you know. And I said, me? Oh, can't see myself doing that. You know, because I was into the party music and stuff. And then in 2014, I just decided to give it a go. And what I was doing at that point in time, yes, I was taking it serious, but I don't think I took it as serious as the others. Mm-hmm. I wanted to experience it. And it's like when you take a bite out of, I'm going to use this cheesecake because I love cheesecake, out of a nice flavored cheesecake and you need more. And I made it to semifinals in 2014. And then I said to myself, it seems like something that I want to do. And we went back to the table, and anybody that knows my husband will know he is a drill master, but he means well.
Yeah.
So we sat down, we picked it down, we went like, okay, well, this is what happened, and I think you can improve in this. And we also took advice from the stalwart of Calypso. So we would ask Gabby a question, we would ask Baig a question. We didn't just sit down and say we know everything, because these are persons that we look up to. And we asked some questions, and in 2015, and I'm going to say this for the entire of Barbados to hear, when I made it to the finals, I was the most surprised person. My husband told me I knew you had it in you. My son told me I knew everybody but me. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it was fresh. It was an experience. And then on the finals night, when I came off the stage, I was literally lifted from my feet by my son.
Wow.
And I said, oh, my gosh. Okay, because I'm a little scared of heights. I said, it was that good? He said, Mommy, it was really good. And he had tears in his eyes. So then it just hit me like, okay, it probably was that good for him to have to be teared up, you know? And then when my name was called for second, I also was surprised. But I was happy because I proved to myself that I could do it. That was my wake up. Okay, that's it. Because I was swaying away from the faster music.
Yeah.
I believe that when you have done something, I couldn't see myself on stage, and Cashy, I'm being very honest right now, I couldn't see myself on stage walking up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't visualize myself like that anymore, because in my eyes, I had two growing boys, and I always think about future, and, you know, and there are younger singers out there who will come and take over. Do I want to be out there? Or that? That's just me. I didn't want to be there anymore. So I reached that point in my life where I didn't want to do that. And then the social commentary, which is a little slower, and then, you know, you get your message. It's also a message. You have a message to bring, put it in a social commentary. You are sure to get it across, you know, to the lights of the entire world. So that is where I found my niche right there.
Well, and you have excelled. I mean, as you say, you got that bite of the cheesecake, and then you just got the entire cheesecake factory. You got it all there. And
yes,
I think you've had that consistency. And I think that's why people have been looking at you. So your name has been up there, and not just amongst the women in the industry, but amongst the Calypsonians. Among the Calypsonians, they're saying, yes, look for Donella. Look up for Donella, because that woman. And
And it feels good to be another woman. Yeah, in the competition.
Because obviously it's a male-dominated field.
Yes.
And you would know this going in.
yes,
at the time when you started, there was only one woman that had done it, and that was back in 1988, at that particular point when you started. So it already, I guess, we have been a mammoth task to say, I don't know, you're going up against all these big names. Are you daunted anymore, or is it just another day in the office for you?
No, I'm not daunted. I was never really daunted. I felt honored to be on the same stage as these persons. That's the truth. Never daunted.
All right. And tell us about the preparation for something like that there, because I know you have your entire team. And beyond the writing, because you mentioned when you have Rusty and he's in his zone and such, there's so much more that goes into that there, from the tent then to semis no semis anymore, straight to the finals.
Right. Yes. Well, I do have a very close-knit team. And when you say tent, I must say that the All-Stars tent, that tent family, they're very close. It's a very close family, and everyone gives advice. You would find that each person will go and watch another person's performance, and if there's something that they think can contribute to your performance, you will find that you, when you get backstage, someone is there to say to you, all right, I like what you did in this, but you see this part, I must admit, All Stars, Calypso Tent family, the bomb for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's across the, with other tents, but for All Stars and me, wonderful. For my team mainly my family members, I must say. We try to incorporate, especially with my other son, Don Ross, being, well, they call him Don Ross. His name is Mr. Personality on the stage. Being in Junior Monarch, we always try to make sure that our kids, our family, our close-knit singing family as well, is a part of any production that I do. It's normally very long, very tiring. So what happens is that Russell would try to minimize any part of that for me so that I would get the most rest before the actual competition. So he's working with others. He would fill me in, and then we would run through it before. But mainly, he's the person that takes over. So he's like a busy bee up and down. Sometimes you hardly get to talk to him, but he's up and down making sure that everything is wonderful. How, correct for me.
How involved are your boys? Because you mentioned, yes, it's a family affair. Are they eager to be a part of it? Are they really jumping up? Say yes, I gotta take this man. I gotta take the baton from mommy and daddy. Is there that excitement?
Mr. Personality, I will say, if he's not singing, he's not happy. I'm thinking that he will more so take up the singing baton as it pertains to the family. My other son, he likes, or let me put it this way. My children are the joys of the household. There's always laughter. So when it comes to acting or anything like that, that's where both of them do come in. But then the eldest, Antonio, we call him the clown in the house. He is something else. So it's easy to incorporate both of them in the stage performances and the singing. Antonio can sing as well, but he says, Mommy, that's not my speed. So, you know, we just leave him be.
Is Donetta still developing as an artist?
Oh, yes. Every single day. There is nothing, I don't think there is, well, there shouldn't be anyone out there who says, I know it all. Mm-hmm. Because it's a learning process. And I've been singing for years, and I know there are others who've been singing for way more years than me, and they're still learning. There's always something that you can take from somebody, some word of advice. Watching them on stage performing, you can take something from someone and never think that you are more than the other person. As small as you may think they are, you can take away something from them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that being said, where is Donella the artist then going from here? We got, thank God for life, you know, there's no social comedy this year. But what can we look forward to from Donella?
I just want to let you know that I was prepared for Crop Over. I already had my song. Just to let
everybody know. I mean,
I had my song from last year.
You can
year.
Still release it, you know. You can still release it because I know if you say it, of course, this is an ideas factory that you have there at home, then you put this one out. Let's go and plan for next year.
Well, you see, probably that was Russell's thought at first until then this song came around, until Thank God for Life came into his brain. So, yes, but Donella, as I said, I'm working on my album.
We have a timeline on that as yet?
Not as yet.
Okay.
We want to make sure that when we do it, it is well done. We don't want it to be, you know, it must, because it will be my very first album.
Will it be all new material, or are we going to go back
no.
to the past?
No, we're going to mix it up. So you would get some of the favorites in there as well.
All right. Good stuff.
Yes.
I know there's a gentleman by the name of Steve in the UK that's very happy to hear that.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And other than that, we will keep doing music because music is life.
Mm-hmm.
Music is therapy. And I love doing music, and I'm not going to stop. The Lord Almighty would have to say to me, well, this is it. And you will definitely be hearing a lot more from us as a family when it comes to music.
All right, so we can look out for this powerful entertainment family, not just the singers, but the singers, the writers, the actors, everything.
That's right. That's so correct.
Anything else you want to share with your listening public before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I want to say thanks to everyone for bigging up this song. You know, I've been contacted from people in the UK. It's been playing continuously, and it's touching people, and I think that's what we wanted to do, to touch someone, whoever it is, even if it's just one person, just to touch them and let them know that, you know, life is not over. We're just going to go through this. Everyone goes through things, and this is just our stage. This is a season, so we will pass this season. I want to say thanks to Darren Clinton. Mm-hmm. He's one of our band members, Kingdom for Life band, gospel band. He played the bass on Thank God for Life. Sean Lane, it was mixed and mastered by Sean Lane at Astromam Studios. That's Ian Aline. I bite my tongue every time I go to pronounce that studio. It's unique. So you have to make sure you say it correct. And it was written, produced by my husband, Richard Antonio, and KFL Audio Productions. We intend to do a lot more stuff. And Barbados, I want you to keep listening out for us. Keep requesting the tunes. We do this because we love this, and we do this for you. So when you wake up in the morning, just remember, thank God for life. It's another day. A lot of people don't actually get to get up and take a breath. Mm-hmm. So we need to be thankful for every single little thing.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your family. Thankful for this music. And thankful for the time that you spent with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. Till next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Donella, thank God for life. Thank God. Crop over conversations. The Father is there for you, so let's thank God.